his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've got an idea. If you can speak English decent, which I admire, because you know, people live in foreign countries. If you're a foreign police officer or a retired police officer from Eastern Europe or Latin America or an Asian country that's been through dictatorships and tyranny, I'd like to hear from you as well, on top of the U.S. police officers and military, about, I mean, it's a big deal when they say, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, something they've been eating around the edges of for a long time. We're going to put military on the streets, and we're going to attack any country or individual we want worldwide. The whole world is a battlefield. That's called declaring war on the world. And then it's mega banks that are taking control of our country and are destroying nations by economic warfare. I'd like to hear from you. You can dial your country code. And then 512-646-1776, your country code, or the U.S. country code. And then 512-646-1776, country code 512-646-1776. Or police, military right here in the U.S., 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, I've got the weekday number memorized, but I always forget our Sunday show because we do the phones ourselves here. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to Roy, and then we'll come back from break, go to David and Insider and others. Roy in Georgia, you're on the air, military. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, let me say as I the first words I ever spoke to you, I'm 81, and I've been listening to talk shows since they started, whatever decades ago that is. And I'll say again, I believe that you are the most valuable man alive to the future of the Republic of the United States of America. That said, I'm ready to go with other things that I was so thrilled to hear the gentleman there who said 40% and growing, because while it may have been like 16 or 17 in 1776, we can't make it, I'm afraid, with all the technology. I'm afraid we would be suicidal at that lower rate to protect our republic. Now, sir, I'll speak on anything that you say. I was how I spoke to the screener is that I was a former probation officer, Fulton County, Atlanta. A former military intelligence career. I copied the United Nations Armistice Commission. You know, who said, who was it that said, trust but verify? I can hear that signal in my ear now.
Yes.
Go ahead. Now, sir, we're making progress. I don't get to circulate money. I need some help here. It looks like the underground here, 139 years of history. It looks like they're trying to stampede me into confinement. I have an individual with Health and Human Services has been torturing me and, so to speak.
So you got Health and Human Services, elder care, trying to make you go to a facility so they can carry out their operations?
That's what I said, sir, and that individual is Gwendolyn Hendricks. And she's coming back, but I haven't heard from her in days, sir. I am alone here. The crime ring here has disarmed me, they think.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, obviously, you've got our number. You're in contact with us, sir, and God bless you and your service to our country and your kind words here. But, yeah, I mean, I do see this a lot. But obviously, I mean, do you have any family to help you out to make sure they don't try to make you move out of your home or your apartment? Or
my daughter, yes, sir. I have one daughter, and actually, I have one sibling. That's the bane of my life. That's one sibling. He's got the control of a million and a half. That's mine, and not even mention the inheritance from my mother in 1988. And
that's how this stuff goes. I know. I see that all the time. Well, God bless you. You've got our number, and you've got the number to the system here. And send me a letter so I know the story. I might have you on as a guest, okay? Just put Attention Alex Jones on there. God bless you, my friend. I'll give the P.O. box out before this hour ends. Okay, more calls straight ahead.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're continuing with your phone calls right now, police and military. But why just have this here for police and military in the U.S.? If you're outside the United States, I'd like to hear from you. Because this new National Defense Authorization Act is a worldwide declaration of war by the bankers, by the big six mega banks that have hijacked the United States, that are imploding Europe by design. We're going to be next in a big way. Just watch. They're saying Europe is under a dictatorship of the banks. That's even Time Magazine. Oh, how great. Goldman Sachs conquered Europe through fraud. Oh, they run it now. How wonderful. They got Europe to sign on to their derivatives debt. And now the public signed on to it. And the tax man is actually from the big banks. So under this National Defense Authorization Act, it says our military can attack anybody, anywhere in the world, anytime. And that the military can operate on the streets of America, and the citizens can be secretly arrested, no charge, no evidence, and just disappeared. Now, I know that's not as important as college football. I understand that. It's not as important as factories shutting down and NAFTA and GATT killing us and giant prisons being built everywhere. But I will assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that this country is in deep trouble. See, the globalists have decided to build up China, and they said that's their new command base, and implode the United States. That decision has been made. And that's why I have an article that I will get to later. I meant to on Friday. Draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts. Critics attacked by White House for making connection proven accurate. And here's the Austin American Statesman. Texas could face rolling blackouts next year, reports say. And they admit under new greenhouse emissions standards, they're shutting down a whole bunch of plants all over the country. This is just where I live. But if you're General Electric, you're given exemptions by the White House. Automatically, your market share increases. China gets three new plants a week. We don't even get two new ones a year. This is economic warfare. We're being shut down. They're saying, yeah, we're going to double your prices, roughly. And we're shutting down power plants everywhere. They're talking about shutting down hundreds of them. Nationwide. Already the first wave's increased your power bill. You notice it's gone up? And then I hear these idiots going, oh, I'm going to get my, you know, expensive electric car that no one will buy. Where do you think that power comes from? It comes from coal generation systems. I mean, this is insane. All right. I mean, it's real simple. I'd like our country to have enough power. 51% is coal. All that comes out of the stacks is carbon dioxide, but they now have listed that as a toxic waste when it's what plants breathe. 200,000 years ago, it was 14 times higher than it is now. That carbon dioxide is 0.360 of the atmosphere. You heard me right, 0.360. It's part of the law. Okay, I'm already digressing. I can't believe this is happening. Okay, who's up next here? David in D.C., who's Navy. Then we'll go to Corey, who's police, Roy, Insider, and others. Karen, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, David.
Good evening, Alex. Great to talk to you today. How are you?
Good. I'm doing okay. Well, what's your view on all this?
Fantastic. Well, I've got just a couple of points that I'd love to make here. I've been listening to you for about 4 years. I've come to realize that the majority of Americans today are suffering from basically the combination of cognitive dissonance and willful ignorance. They just don't want to wake up. I've tried to get people to snap out of this, I don't know what you want to call it, the zombification through television and just being told what to believe. It's the way we're seeing politics framed left, right. You look at sports. Sports is the dress rehearsal for politics in this country today. Everything is us against them. You know, we've got the monopoly on truth, and how dare the Democrats, you know, propose anything different or vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, and then they can limit debate to those two parties. It's like people
exactly.
that have the stickers on their car of urinating on Ford, urinating on Chevy.
Sure.
I mean, again, instead of really caring about real issues.
Right. And for me, when I look at this, it's basically, it's just a large-scale divide and conquer where the globalists have put us into two separate camps, conservative, liberal, progressive, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, back and forth, and just basically make things two-dimensional. Everything has three dimensions. When you realize that it's not just a one end of the spectrum versus another on a two-dimensional line, it's a full three-dimensional aspect that we're able to look at.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, here's an example, and I appreciate your call, David. We're going to go to some police here and another military in a moment. But I got sent an email this weekend, and I went and opened it up. It was a YouTube video. And it was, you visited the White House, you know, we're going to basically get you. And I went and looked at some guy named Alex Jones visited the White House last year. There are like 10 Alex Joneses that are adults in Austin. There's thousands nationwide. It's a very common name. Very popular. Been popular for decades. Since I was born, at least, in the early 70s. And it's like, respond to this. And there's nothing to respond to. I haven't been to the White House. Even when I went there as a kid, I didn't visit the White House. I've never been to the White House, been outside of it, been threatened with videotaping it a few years ago on, you know, being there. But, I mean, you can't, that's a one-dimensional person. It says my name. They searched the database. I was there. Doesn't matter. I wasn't. If there's a guy for NPR named Alex Jones, it must be me. If there's an AP photographer named Alex Jones, it must be me. That's one-dimensional thinking. That's basically what somebody with about a 70 IQ does. Now, two-dimensional thinking is what the general public does. Well, Newt Gingrich says he's a conservative. Doesn't matter. He's for abortion, gun control, open borders, socialist health care, global government, end of the family, wrote books about it. He says he's conservative. He doesn't like Bill Clinton. And, you know, back when I was 17 years old, I bought Newt Gingrich's book. I didn't like Bill Clinton. So I thought, Bill Clinton was elected president when I was about 17. And I thought Bill Clinton is horrible, so Newt Gingrich must be good. That's two-dimensional thinking. Three-dimensional is, hey, this is like a Don King boxing match. He owns both the fighters. This is rigged. See? And the general and the public's like that. Great points. Let's go to, I want to read this quote, then I'll go to Corey and others, and then Insider. Here's the Stockholm Syndrome. This is what the public's under. It's a form of cognitive dissonance. In psychology, Stockholm Syndrome is an apparently paradoxical psychological phenomenon wherein hostages express empathy and have positive feelings towards their captors. They actually defend them. Sometimes to the point of defending them. These feelings are generally considered irrational in light of the danger and risk endured by the victims, who essentially mistake a lack of abuse for their captors as an act of kindness. The FBI's hostage barricade database system shows that roughly 27% of victims show evidence of Stockholm Syndrome. That's right. And by the way, they're noticing the numbers growing in studies. The public is learning how to be an idiot, learning how to be a moron, learning how to make rationalize and make excuses. Corey in Wisconsin, police officer, go ahead. Thanks for calling. We got our phone system down for a minute. Go ahead, Corey.
I'm currently in the police academy right now in Wisconsin, and I need to tell you a little story about one of our instructors that came from Homeland Security.
Okay, go ahead and tell me the story. I'd like to hear it.
So anyways, he was teaching a class on hazardous materials, and he comes in the classroom, and the first thing he talks about, he said, well, my generation, the most popular things that we dealt with were traffic stops, things like that. Your generation, the most popular thing that you're going to deal with are going to be suicide bombings and car bombings and stuff like that. And I was just blown away. And he's trying to put this whole fear tactic in us that we're going to deal with suicide bombers and all this stuff. Al-Qaeda's going to strike. The Patriots are going to strike. All this stuff. And it was right away at the beginning of the class. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah, well, that's the segue. First, it's Al-Qaeda, but then stay there. I've got all the training manuals, but people need to hear from you. I went to you late. Will you stay there, Corey? Okay, great. He's going to stay there. Well, a lot of times they say they're going to stay and then they're gone. So stay there, Corey. We're going to come right back to you. Then we're going to get to Insider, David, Karen, Peter, and everybody else. Your calls are coming up after this break. But yeah, that's what they do. And you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by terrorists, dying from honeybee sting, wasp sting, water moccasin, you name it. But everybody's scared to death of Al-Qaeda.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go right back to Corey and others that are holding them. I'm going to get into some of the other global news and Ron Paul news, election news, Russian election news. Putin isn't doing too well. I guess he hasn't put in the special electronic voting machines that help the globalists here. But before I go back to Corey, I just want to remind you, I learned 17 years ago about the globalist plan to implode the economy, to bring in the military. I went to urban warfare drills 16 years ago, 15, 14, 13, right through to about 5 or 6 years ago. And now I just send reporters to them. And now they practice putting citizens in a local sports stadium, blocking cities. And it's all admitted. And I want to direct you to a New York Times article that came out 2 years ago that showed the Explorer Scouts, actually 3 years ago, 2009, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And the first line of the article says, they take out the disgruntled Iraq war veteran with skill. Yeah, they're only 14 years old, but within a few years, they'll be ready to take on the right-wingers. Nationwide, the Boy Scouts training to take on American patriots. The video games, all of it. The military. The training manuals. Remember this one? Secret State Police Report. Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians are terrorists. They're now saying mainline libertarian groups. I mean, this is it. Returning veterans, number one threat. Remember that national story? We broke it. Some good people inside the federal government sent it to us. It's on record as real. Now, the number one cause of death is automobile accidents. Then it's cancer, then heart attacks. But way down the list in the World Almanac, I've bought one of these a few years ago. I don't know the numbers right now. They change every year, but they vary slightly. Way down the list, I mean, I think it's 30 or 40 down. That guy's type in, you can probably find it as a factoid. What would be the right way to search that? Something like ranking. Your chances of dying in a terror attack ranking, according to other dangers, something like that will bring it up. I mean, it's way down there. I mean, you got a better chance of a honeybee. Do they have men in black uniforms on every street corner in the summer in case a honeybee, a child sits on a park bench on one and it stings them? That probably happened to me 10 times as a kid. In the swimming pool, honeybee stings you. Sit on a park bench, honeybee stings you. Playing in a treehouse, wasp stings you. I remember one time a kid got stung, swole up, red, ambulance had to come, one of my friends. I mean, it's incredible. There it is. There are the numbers, and this comes from your chances of dying in a terror attack. And it breaks it down. It's 540,000 to one. Oh, that's just hijacking in a plane. If you got them all together, it's 9.3 million in one. And that's from a bunch of different actuaries and breakdowns from insurance companies. Your chances of dying in a terrorist attack. Put it back up in your lifetime are 940,000 to one. I mean, what you got, like a one out of three chances of dying in a car wreck. Same thing with heart attacks and cancer. You can pull that up. All right, I'm sorry, Corey. I wanted to make your point. And, yes, we've got the training manuals. We've got footage of it in my film Road to Tyranny. But you show up to police academy, and it's like, man, the number one threat is the right-wing terrorist. They will attack you. They've trained every police department in the country. This came out of the Washington Post 5 years ago, that they will be hit by IEDs. There will be roadside bombs. There will be, and I guess if they start arresting everybody, people are going to be forced to fight back, and I guess there will be. And it will be the veterans that fight them, Corey. I mean, can you imagine working for the New World Order when they start trying to arrest citizens for no reason? People are going to be forced to fight. Corey, go ahead and tell your story. I'm sorry. I just wanted to back up what you were saying. Go ahead. So you're in the police academy day one. Tell us what happens.
Yeah, so like I said, he was teaching a class on hazardous materials, and he was from Homeland Security, you know. So he was a police officer before that. He went to Homeland Security, and now he's an instructor. So he comes in the classroom, you know, he's chit-chatting a little bit. So he gets serious, and he's like, you know, in the past, officers dealt with traffic accidents, pulling people over, things like that. Your generation's going to deal with IEDs, suicide bombers, car bombs, and that's going to be pretty much on a daily basis. it was so ridiculous. Everybody's shitting their crapping their pants.
All right, I want to hear the rest of the story, but I appreciate it. Yes, what the caller was talking about is what's going on, is what's happening, and we've got all the training manuals. If you're a new listener and heard me say the Boy Scouts are trained to kill veterans, I gave you the New York Times headline, and they got like 40 photos on there of teenagers training to track down and kill Iraq vets. Okay, I mean, you can't make it up. I've been sent probably, I quit counting, more than 20 times from all over the country, but once in San Antonio, where the drills with ROTC, they don't train to fight the Viet Cong or the Russians or the Venezuelans. They always war game, and any ROTC listening knows this, against the militia. I mean, the government is illegitimate, so it trains to wage war against the American people. Let's go to Insider, former Marine in Kentucky, to get his take on this. Insider, go ahead.
See, that was a misunderstanding. I am personally not military. I have a quick story. Two of the biggest fears I've always had about all this coming, number one, is not having enough ammo and food. Number two is about military, police, and civilians. So I really prayed about it because it was really on my mind. And sometimes we find the most best answers in the most unlikely places. After just a stressful week between me and my wife, we decided to get out one night and go to a local watering hole. So we're sitting there at the bar talking to the bartender, and I still have a lot of testosterone in me because I do talk about politics and religion at the bar. A guy comes in, roughly my age, around 40 or so, sits down, overhears the conversation, starts nodding his head. So I thought, I'm going to feel him out. Ask him a few questions about the president and everything. Well, he totally agrees. He's a complete, just a patriot and everything. Well, long story short, I asked him about the policing of citizens, and he told me that he was an ex-Marine scout. He'd served time in Iraq. He'd been in Afghanistan. This dude had been everywhere and done everything. And he said that, I assure you, 100%, they will not. He said, as far as I know for the Marines, he said, and most of the military I know, will not follow the order to disarm Americans. He said, who you have to worry about? He asked me a question. He said, who disarmed the people in Katrina? I said, the military. He said, well, you're kind of right. He said, it was the National Guard. He said, those guys are the ones you got to watch out for. He said, but career military, guys in the Marines that have seen action stuff, he said, I assure you.
Well, let me stop you. It was mainly the National Guard. And if you've watched my film, Police State, The Rise of FEMA, that we put out just last year, we got a colonel on. We have all the video of it. They did gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa, and they admitted it's for America. So that's who they have got trained for this, to literally cordon off and go door-to-door taking the guns. And you're absolutely right. And the police have been trained for this. I appreciate your call. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to hit some Ron Paul news, some geopolitical news, some economic news, some Olympia Snow calling for a New World Order news, the senator, who, by the way, just voted for this police state takeover. But the reason I'm harping on this so much is when the bankers get ready to rob you, they always try to use the military against the people. And this is some serious...
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls in a final segment coming up, and I need to hit a lot of news right now. Here's the type of stuff that I've got in my stack here. Look at this propaganda piece. Unvaccinated hospital employees required to wear face masks during flu season. And this report here out of Natural News has links to mainstream articles where in Houston, Texas, you name it, they're saying for 3-4 months out of the year, you got to wear a face mask if you don't take a vaccine. And that's all about introducing the idea that you're quarantined, you're diseased, you're scum, if you don't take all these shots, and you've got the big vaccine makers trying to get hundreds of vaccines mandated to work in schools or hospitals, and then next it's the police. They want to force take every new vaccine that comes out for meningitis, you name it. When these vaccines are publicly linked to death and illness and all sorts of problems and are given government liability protection. And there's this incredible propaganda running right now where if you're not vaccinated, you'll get other people sick. Well, wait, if you took the vaccine and you're protected, how is that? See, I happen to do the research. I happen to know that most measles cases are in people that took the shot. I happen to know that when you take the regular flu shot, it reduces your immune system by more than half. I happen to know that 1.4% of the time do they actually guess the flu vaccine properly the year before for the next year. And that it lowers your immunity. So it's a shot that doesn't even protect you. It's a total hoax and a fraud. I saw in a magazine this weekend in a... I got it in the car. I meant to bring it in here. It's a National Geographic, an ad for boys to take the Gardasil shot. Cervical cancer kills less than 3,000 people a year, and it's always people with autoimmune deficiency problems. It's some warts. And the vaccine insert says it doesn't protect you. I mean, folks, learn the facts here. They used to have, what, trephany thousands of years ago, where they drill a giant hole in your head if you had a headache, saying, let the demons out. And towards Washington's time, they put leeches on you. It's a fraud. In fact, we were looking at statistics of what some of the number one causes of death in this country are. What was it? Number five, according to the World Almanac, was hospital infections. I mean, you better have a compound fracture before you go to the hospital, folks. It's mooey dangerous. So we got that fraudulent article. I mean, that article about that fraud, that excellent article about that fraud. Here's some more here. Washington Times. ISA says Holder ouster is up to White House. The House of Representatives is not going to try to impeach Holder, the Attorney General. He's on record, caught lying. So is the White House, and it's up to the White House to do something. You know why? Because Holder 2 months ago came out and said Bush was involved as well in another program like this. Of course they were. Iran-Contra wasn't the first time the government shipped drugs in and guns out. You think the crooks that run our system are going to let $500 billion go to crackheads? Yeah, it goes into their pockets. They make it illegal to keep the price up. Justice withdraws inaccurate Fast and Furious letter sent to Congress. NPR's reporting. Now here's this article. Yeah, they got caught lying in those letters about not knowing anything about it. Here's another one out of a roll call. Justice Department reveals origins of false gun letter to Senator Grassley. More lying. Oh, they're nice people. And then here's the final article here I wanted to get to for you. Oh, the New York Times today. U.S. agents launder Mexican profits of drug cartels. Since it's coming out in federal courts, we told you back in February, 10 months ago. Since it's coming out in federal courts, now they've got to whitewash it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The government launders the drugs and runs them. New York Times, but it's all a big whitewash article. Nice people in government. Let's just get rid of our due process and let them arrest us secretly and have hitmen kill citizens. That's a really good idea. Remember, 12 years ago, it came out that they are stealing the death benefits of all U.S. troops as they die from their widows and widowers. Does that sound like a nice group? But they say support the troops, don't ask questions, let the government steal their pension funds for private corporations. They're criminals. Just like you get the flu, we got a case of tyranny. Denial will ensure our destruction. You know, sometimes I notice in a stack of news the guys print off and then I print off a trend, and I see this pretty much daily, so I thought I'd get to this, because I tend to read all the news and never cover about 90% of it, but it's all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Five-year-old cuffed and charged with battery of cop. And now it's turned out that it wasn't true that the person even touched the officer, but the five-year-old threw a fit, probably because they're drinking too much Coca-Cola, but he sent him off to the juvenile hall for yelling and throwing a fit. All of us would have been in prison, folks. All of us. 99% threw fits when we were 5 years old. Here's another one. Children on welfare incurred debts of parents. This is the San Diego Herald Tribune, and they're reporting that millions of dollars a year is taken from people after they get out of high school, basically, if they were on welfare. You're like, well, good, make them pay. The point is, you can't be guilty for something somebody else did, unless you're in the Soviet Union. That's always how that works. Here's another one. 13-year-old handcuffed and arrested for burping in class. Yes, passing gas now gets you there. And I bet the cops arresting these people are folks that pass gas themselves in school. Grant County named in lawsuit over game of doctor. A 6-year-old with a 5-year-old played doctor. I would imagine most of the public played doctor. If you didn't, something's wrong with you. And I mean, that's normal child psychology. And they tried to charge them with, what is it here, sexual assault. Grant County and Grant County Department of Social Services has been added to the defendants in a pending lawsuit against the county district attorney and two others. The suit alleges the district attorney, Lisa Rinker, went too far for prosecuting a 6-year-old boy for first-degree sexual assault after he allegedly played doctor with 2 5-year-old children. I mean, I remember most of it was completely innocent, but I mean, I remember in kindergarten, first grade, in the playground, class, I mean, you know, let's play doctor. Okay, I mean, now you sexual assault. Okay, they just take, this is sick. Continuing, reveal the true cost of Christmas toys we buy from China's factories. Undercover investigation shows hours of overtime, that's late wages, and fines for using the toilet. That's what their training is to be, is prisoners. Okay, I need to get into Ron Paul now. I haven't even gotten into all the other news. Gun sales shot up on Black Friday. Those numbers are now out. Massive increase. For 3.5 years, we've had record gun sales. Do the globalists really think by secretly training police and military to take on American patriots who are still American and know what it is to be American, do you think you're really going to win that fight? You bankers have already destroyed us financially and took us over. You've already got the fake environmentalists shutting down all the power plants that globalists don't own. And you really are spoiling for a fight, aren't you? I'm not. I don't need to prove my manhood by shooting my mouth off about war with a bunch of idiots. I want to wake up people that actually think that returning veterans are the number one enemy in America. I guess when you try to take their guns and secretly arrest them, I guess they are going to become your biggest enemy. And you think you're just going to defeat them all? Again, the German military who tried to overthrow Hitler were the good guys. Same thing with Stalin and Lenin. Okay, we that saw this coming a million miles away, now it's on our front porch. We're the good guys, okay? How much more do I have to tell you about before it happens? What? How much worse does it have to get? Because we haven't even gone down the real slope yet. Okay, here's the good news. Ron Paul's been winning every straw poll, and in every scientific poll, he's been number one, number two, or number three for months. So they kept saying, he can't win, he can't win, he can't win. But all these other globalists, as people learn about Mitt Romney, pro-gun control, open border, socialist health care, carbon taxes, Al Gore loves him, same thing with Rick Perry. And notice when Republicans think it's a winner and the media is saying they're the winner, Republicans they'll defend him. I don't care if Perry worked for Al Gore and went to Bilderberg. I kind of like it. As soon as they say he can't win, they're like, I don't like him. As soon as they say Newt Gingrich is the leader, they're all like, oh, so what if he wants global government and support socialist health care and open borders? I kind of like that Gingrich. I don't like Ron Paul because they say he can't win. We come back, Iowa poll, Gingrich leads GOP PAC. Then Paul, then Romney. Big news, stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to
hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Robert in Denmark, Karen, Roy, I'm gonna get to you quickly here. You may only get 45 seconds or so, but I want to jam in some calls here at the end. We appreciate you calling, but I need to get into Ron Paul. The mind game of the mainstream corporate media that's losing a lot of its power and listeners but can still put out a hoax when they need to, that Ron Paul can't win, or that Ron Paul isn't a conservative, or that Ron Paul can't be part of the next debate coming up because he's against an Iran attack, so he's anti-Israel. That was the report. It's crazy. When the former head of Mossad just came out and said it will be a catastrophe if Iran is attacked. No kidding. For Israel, they're saying. I mean, our own Joint Chiefs of Staff have said it's a disaster. Every country over there is going to attack Israel. I know for a lot of you, new wars is like something to order a pizza and watch and feel powerful. People are actually dying in these. These aren't cute. These aren't funny. Our country's destroyed its name attacking country after country out there for the globalist. Now, continuing here, Ron Paul has come out in a whole bunch of polls. Here's the Des Moines Register, Washington Post. And it goes on to say, Iowa poll, Gingrich leads GOP, then Paul, then Romney. And Paul is second or third in all the other states. Or he wins the straw polls. And they keep saying, he can't win, he can't win. He actually knows the problems. People keep saying, well, the government needs to fix things. The government works for special interest, and things are going quite nicely for them. But the Fortune 100, they're making the biggest profits ever, consolidating power, having government shut down their competition. Ron Paul is the one that predicted all of this. Ron Paul is the one that understands it. He's a patriot. He speaks out against the military operating on our streets. He speaks out against the UN and the IMF. And then meanwhile, I want to play this short clip. They have a debate coming up. And I think Ron Paul's probably wrong for saying he won't be part of this one because he got banned from a few of them because they're scared of him. But now they're going to have a debate with the consummate dirtball, who I hear conservatives back when he was running saying he's great. He's a total ringer. Most of his donations have been to the Democrats. It's like Huntsman works for Obama. This is a joke. Is Donald Trump? I told you as soon as he got his TV contract. I told you as soon as he got the casino deals from Obama's man in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, he'd drop out, and he did. And now he is going to be the moderator, and Ron Paul is saying, since when is he the kingmaker? Since when do you need to be anointed by some dirtball casino owner? And I hear conservatives on talk radio 6 months ago going, I love Donald Trump. He knows how to get things done because he knows how to flim-flam you in a nice sales pitch. You better learn about people's voting records, what they've supported. You better find out he's an eminent domain, big liberal sicko, just like Newt Gingrich. You mainline Republicans have no business talking about Obama supporters being idiots. You are just as big a morons. Okay, let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul clip. Here it is.
We've had the flavors of the month up and down, you know, so far in this campaign. I'd like to think of myself as the flavor of the decades that we keep plodding along on a couple issues that are really striking a chord with the people. And you don't win just with the hardcore Republican base. You have to have a candidate that's going to appeal across the political spectrum. Yeah, I don't quite understand it. I don't understand the marching to his office. I mean, I didn't know that he had an ability to lay on hands, you know, and anoint people. He probably doesn't like my position on the Federal Reserve. Deep down, philosophic. And, of course, his position on China was quite different. So I think it's philosophic and probably his personality that doesn't like to be challenged.
Professors don't like to be challenged.
That's enough. Yeah, that was Ron Paul on Donald Trump. That's just the little highlights of it. I mean, if you don't want Ron Paul, folks, you get what you deserve. I mean, there's a reason CBS gave him 89 seconds in the debate and the other candidates, you know, four or five times that, in some cases 10 times that. Again, every candidate comes forward, people find out about him, and then they get unpopular. Except for Ron Paul. We know who he is. He has a perfect constitutional voting record. Perfect. He always does what he says he'll do, even if you don't totally agree with him. Isn't it time for real change? I mean, we knew what Obama would do in the Obama deception with total precision because we knew who his advisors were, who his contributors were. You stick 75 cents in a vending machine and pull the lever for a Snickers, you're going to get a Snickers. Okay? You put it in there for Coca-Cola, you're going to get that. The globalists put their money in to buy and sell these politicians. I don't have time to play the Olympia Snow thing calling for world government, new world order. It's up at Infowars.com. I got a bunch of other news. I keep meaning to this power plant news, but I can't do it the time we have. I've got to go to some calls here. Our articles, draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts. Critics attacked my White House. That was us earlier in the year. The White House responded to us for making connection proven accurate. And then here's the Statesman article. Texans could face rolling blackouts next year, reports say. It goes on to say the North American Electricity Reliability Corporation found that many older power plants in Texas will be retired rather than retrofitted to meet new federal emission standards. Yeah, it's impossible. They wouldn't even give you the authorization. And it goes on to admit the environmentalists are shutting it all down. And then you're lectured by the Sierra Club in here, We have to have a generation we need right now. We've outdated coal plants are holding us back. And then the article acts like the environmentalists are trying to get us the power. The average dumbed-down moron reading this, and then the statesman just cynically targeting their slaves, would read that and think, oh, thank God. You read the whole article. Thank goodness they're fighting to try to get us power plants. I mean, it is so incredible. Remember, General Electric has a total waiver. So if you let them take your plant over, you can keep operating. Doesn't matter that the globalists have just moved into Mexico. We get our power from Mexico now. I'm sorry. I was flattered back in February, though, when Drudge linked to our article, and it got a couple million reads, and the White House responded and said we were insane, and we were quoting all these power commissions. And the head of the Energy Department saying, quote, we're going to shut down massive numbers of plants. I mean, they've got more than 200% more to shut down compared to about 10% they shut down the last 3 years. And we've already seen massive power price increases and rolling blackouts in hot and cold times. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they have a 200%+ increase in shutdowns? Boy, I tell you, listen, all you fake environmentalists who don't know your head from a hole in the ground, just enjoy your power bill and plug that car in, that electric car that gets its power from coal, while you criticize my gasoline car, you morons. You people are not environmentalists. You'd be concerned about GMO. You'd be concerned about Fukushima. You'd be concerned about vaccines and the human genetic code being damaged. But you're not. We're going to move quick now. Robert in Denmark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Denmark. Go ahead.
No, this is Robert.
Yes, you're calling from Denmark.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right. First of all, I'm going to need 90 seconds, 89 seconds, like Ron Paul had. I want to make that clear.
I can't give it to you. I think I'm going to have to let you go. You spent 20 telling me how you need time. We don't screen your call, sir. Go ahead.
I understand. All right. First of all, I want to announce that a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, you guys are talking about, can I mention our website?
I got to let you go, man. Look, that's not how you make a radio call. We're not screening your call on air. Everybody calls here and thinks once you get on air, I'm going to screen your call. We just ask where you're calling from. I'm not Robert. Just call me another time, okay? We could have gotten 3 calls in that time. Karen in Arizona. Go ahead, Karen.
Alex, I have 2 quick questions, and I want to share some information with you.
Go ahead and share info. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the Daily Courier, Yavapai County, Arizona, is with Emery Riddle Aeronautics, and they're joining with to have this ERAU aerial camera deal. Also, another question is, when are you going to have Lindsay Williams on and ex-CIA whistleblower?
Well, which CIA whistleblower is that? Well, we're going to have Lindsay Williams
Lindauer.
On this week. Who?
Lindau.
I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. We'll get Williams on this week. I know he's got a lot of new stuff. He'll come up during the weekday show. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Colorado. Karen, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a. I'm really angry about what the Congress and the president is doing. It's stupid. And, excuse me.
I mean, it's good for criminals to take over. They like to. I mean, that's what they do, yeah.
Anyway, how the heck do I wake my husband up?
Well, ma'am, you just get him my films. Get him Obama Deception at InfoWars.com and give it to him and make copies and give it to your neighbors. That's how you wake him up. And try to wake up others in your area. If he won't wake up, move on. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job to the crew. Defend the Republic. Defend our freedoms. That's what America is.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.